This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Charlie Reimer is a certified PGA professional, co-host of Golf Channel's Morning Drive. Charlie spent more than 10 years playing professional golf, winning on the web.com tour. It's a pleasure to welcome my friend Charlie Reimer back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, John. Always great to catch up with you.
Winning that web.com event, did you do anything special with that money?
Yeah, I paid off American Express. I owed him a lot more than I spent him, too. I can tell you that.
Do you remember, what was the winning purse back then?
You know what, John? I think it was around $27,000.
Okay.
Is what it was. And, I actually had been in a tough spot. I had to borrow some money from my dad, in fact, early that week. And, it was, I hated to do that, but, it was, when you're going through the mini tours and you get to the web.com and, you're playing for a little bit more money, you're on the road full time and you go a month or two and you don't play good golf and, it gets tough.
Yeah.
But I remember some of it I did. I had to pay my dad back. I think he lent me about $5,000 early that week to get me through the week or get me through the month. And, sort of in a tough spot. And then the next week I actually got in a playoff. And almost won the very next week. And I ended up getting beat in the playoff. A guy made like a 100-foot putt on the second playoff hole to beat me. I'm still a little mad about that.
I'm glad to see you're over that.
Yeah, no, I'm not very happy about that. But Rick Pearson was his name. He's got beady little eyes. Not a good human being. So he made that putt on me. But that 2 weeks there where I, won and then nearly won for a second week in a row, really helped me with my confidence and ended up ultimately getting my tour card at Q School later that year. At the time, there was only 10 spots on the Nike Tour.
Yeah.
And I believe I might have finished around 14th or 15th on the money list, but I ended up finishing around 12th or so in the old Q School. But, no, it was good times there in Florence, South Carolina, winning that event.
There you go. East Lake Cup coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
What has that event and the televising of the NCAA championships done for men's and women's collegiate golf, Charlie?
I like to think, and I'm a little biased being part of the Golf Channel family, but I like to think that both of those events being televised has been something that's been really helpful for college golf, for both men and women. In fact, Golf Channel recently signed a long-term deal to continue its coverage for NCAA, which is something I'm really proud of. And by the way, for folks that don't follow it very closely, NCAA men's and women's are held back-to-back weeks on the same venues, and we provide the same number of hours of coverage for both the men and women, which I think is really important. The East Lake Cup, the semifinalists, four teams for men, four teams for women, play. This will be the third year of the East Lake Cup. The first day is stroke play to seed the four teams for match play Tuesday and Wednesday. And it's really cool, John, to look out on the golf course there at East Lake, and of course, home of the Tour Championship and the finals of the FedEx Cup, and see a group of men from top collegiate programs and a group of women from top collegiate programs, a group of men, a group of women, and it's all televised. And that's a really, I think, special day for golf, when we see that. I know that some of the folks that track it are telling me that we're attracting more and more kids, more than ever, as a matter of fact, to the game through a lot of the programs that we have with junior golf. Of course, the drop, chip, and putt there in Augusta, a big part of that.
Yep.
Junior league, first tee. All these things are working. And when kids see East Lake Cup and they see NCAAs on TV, I think it, you know, it really is meaningful. I want to be there. I want to be there playing for my school, representing my school on TV so all my friends and family can see it. And it's something until we started carrying these events that just wasn't available to young athletes to find and decide, you know, what sports they're going to play.
Do you think collegiate golf should have more match play events?
Well, yes, because it's a different sort of animal, and that you know, the rankings are based on regular season tournaments, which are the traditional way you play college golf, where you send out five players and you count four scores. Match play is very different than that. If you've got one really good player, that player can go out and beat the field by three or four or five strokes in a week and sort of carry your team to victory. When you look at the biggest events in college golf now, obviously NCAAs, and I think East Lake is also one of the biggest events in college golf, it's match play. Your top player, once you get into match play, can only get you 1 point. You got to have five-on-five matches. You do the math on, you got to have 3 points to win.
Mm-hmm.
And when your top player or two can only get a point or two, all of a sudden depth becomes a little more important. That four spot, that five spot, I think is a little more important. You can't really hide anybody. And I think because of that, the coaches are maybe rethinking, you know, the tournaments that they play in. A lot of these schools host their own tournaments. They've got to be rethinking that a little bit. Got to be maybe rethinking their practice schedules a little bit. Because when the biggest prize is in a format that you don't play week in and week out, if you don't make adjustments, I think that's an issue for you.
We're talking with Charlie Reimer here on the Augusta Golf Show. Let me take a minute to talk about the transformation you've gone through. What prompted this change?
I've gone through so many transformations. I'm assuming you're talking about the fact that I'm a little bit skinnier now.
Yes.
I turned 50 in December, and I've just gotten a little bigger than I need to be, you know. So for general health reasons, I've got some problems with my feet. For example, all the years of being on the golf course as a kid and having bad feet, not having orthotics and all that. So I've got some bone spurs in my heels. And I was at the U.S. Open this year, and of course we get up about 1:30 in the morning, going to do shows, and got to take a nap in the afternoon. And John, I think it was Thursday afternoon, U.S. Open, after taking a little nap, I got up and I literally couldn't walk and it took a while to get going. And, I said to myself, if I lose a little bit of weight, it's not going to cure my feet, but it's going to make them better. And so I just got some help with it and got on a sort of a medical program and just have done what they told me to do. And I've lost right at 50 pounds and my feet still hurt, but not as bad as it did. And I'm going to play some events on the PGA Tour Champions next year. I think that'll help. But, you know, the big thing is, John, I just look good now. I mean, I look good. And, I mean, I didn't look bad before.
No.
My nickname around the office used to be Big Sexy.
Yes.
Because I'm big and
sexy.
Obviously, I'm sexy.
Obviously.
Well, now then, I'm just sexy. And I like that. I mean, don't you think that works? I had to get them to send me new wedges. All my wedges said Big Sexy. And my new wedges coming in just say sexy. And that's a pretty cool thing if you think about it, really.
Yeah. A whole new set of clothes?
Oh, my goodness. I'm on like my two sizes lower.
Really?
I'm actually lighter than my freshman year in high school, believe that.
Really?
It's been good. I got a call from Gary Player the week before last. It was really cool. He noticed that I looked better, and just very encouraging, and that was nice. But some of the programming we're going to do with Morning Drive on Golf Channel is I get ready to go play my first Champions Tour event in February. Some of the things you need to do when you're turning 50, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
And then some other things. Vision starts to deteriorate, your skin, you know, you get checked mm-hmm. out for skin cancer. And I just thought, you know what, as I head into my 50s, if I'm in a normal weight range for body fat, then it's just going to make, you know, those years, I think, more fun, more productive. You've got a lot of things I want to do, and I just didn't want to be you know, dragged down by, you know, being too heavy. So,
has it?
You just woke up one morning and said, I'm going to change some things, and was fortunate enough to be able to pull it off.
Has it affected your swing?
I've got some friends that are like, man, OK, you're swinging. I'm like, guys, honestly, I've been playing horrible for 10 years, so it's going to hurt it. It ain't going to make it any worse, but it is, it's very different because, you know, at impact, I would, you know, from the time I released my club, the left elbow sort of folds a little bit. It used to fold up against something, and now there's nothing for it to fold up against to. But it's, it's definitely a little different, but it's not a big deal.
How much you think you're going to play Champions Tour next year?
Well, I'm gonna play five events on PGA Tour Champions. I'm gonna the first one is the first week in February down in Boca.
Okay.
I don't think they used to be formerly the Allianz. I don't think they have a new sponsor or they haven't announced it yet. I'm gonna play the Mitsubishi Electric here in Atlanta where I am today,
sure.
And I'm gonna play at Houston, and I'm gonna play in Minneapolis, and I'm gonna play in Pebble Beach. So the events spread from February to September,
right.
And I'm already nervous as I can be about it.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Well, I've done the work,
yeah,
and I'm looking forward to enjoying it.
Well, he is Charlie Reimer from Golf Channel. Enjoy the East Lake Cup, Charlie. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to do this. We will talk again.
My pleasure, John.